Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important and pertinent question, which is related to the blessed month of Ramadan that we're in, which is the month of the Quran, the month of the revelation of the Quran. And it is very pertinent, especially for us human beings who live in this world today. The question is, what does the Quran have to say about health and well-being? Right now we're talking about health and well-being, both from a spiritual and from a physical point of view. What does the Quran have to say about this? This is very pertinent for us today because right now we're going through this pandemic and a lot of people are scared. People are turning to this cure, that cure, the vaccine, other kinds of alternative medicines. A lot of time people ask, does the Quran have anything to say about this or health, good health in general or not? Right, so this is something that we want to examine today and see if we can come with any definitive answer regarding this question. Before we begin, examining in detail what the Quran says, in general we can say that good health and being free of diseases has always been one of those concerns of human beings ever since, human beings have been on the face of this earth. And the Quran, the Quranic Kareem, the Noble Quran, it's not a book about health, right? The Quran is a book about guidance. It's about spiritual guidance. It's supposed to lead human beings to their spiritual felicity in this world and in the hereafter. It's a book of salvation for human beings. At the same time, it is nevertheless true that human beings are not just, spirits floating out there, right? It's true that, a human being's core, his essence, is his spirit. But nevertheless, this spirit is connected to this body, to a body. And the body has an effect on the spirit, and vice versa, the spirit has effect on the body, right? So there is no doubt that physical sickness, physical illness, right, it has an effect on our spiritual well-being, right? A lot of the urafa, a lot of the mystics, a lot of the spiritual masters, they have compared the body to a mount, right, to a steed or a horse, which a rider, who being the spiritual wayfarer, uses to, arrive at a certain place, a certain spiritual position, right? So like this, somebody is riding on a horse, right? And that horse, he wants to get to a certain place. If the horse is sick, obviously he can get there. So these urafa, these mystics, they tell their disciples, their students, they give them specific instructions to take care of their body, to take care of their physical well-being. Right, so this is one matter that we should take into consideration. This is something that we should take into consideration. The Quranic Kareem, the Noble Quran, mentions sickness in many places, in many verses, and in many surahs, and many of its chapters. It refers to it by words such as suqum, or saqim, zarar, right, or marla, right. These are Arabic words and terms that the Quran uses and references to physical health, a physical illness and maladies, right? So the Quran does pay importance to this, and it's not that the Quran has nothing to say about this, even though it's not its main concern, and it uses it as a stepping stone to spiritual well-being. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what the Quran has to say about spiritual wellness and physical wellness. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.